This news update is being brought to you by Ashley Furniture Home Store in Bad Axe, Mackenzie Jewelers in Bad Axe, Shopping Center in Bad Axe, and Bayport State Bank in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. And welcome to your news for this hour. My name is Sydney Sutliff, coming at you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. It's a beautiful 8 o'clock morning. Let's get to it. Two vehicles collided at the intersection of Lakeshore and Rapson Roads after one driver failed to obey a stop sign while being followed by law enforcement. Authorities say both vehicles were traveling straight when the crash happened in the intersection. Emergency crews and ambulance personnel responded, with at least one person taken to the Harbor Beach Community Hospital for treatment. The driver who ran the stop sign was issued a citation. Harbor Beach Police, Harbor Beach Fire, and East Huron Ambulance Service assisted the Huron County Sheriff's Department at the scene. And a 2001 Nissan Sentra lost control on Learman Road in Verona Township Tuesday afternoon, rolling approximately five times before landing in a ditch around 4:56 p.m. The driver, who was wearing a seatbelt, suffered head injuries and was taken by Central Huron Ambulance to Schurr Hospital. Authorities say no airbags deployed in the crash. The vehicle was towed by Max's Towing, with the Bad Axe Fire Department providing assistance at the scene. The cause of the crash remains under investigation, and no other vehicles were involved. In the St. Clair County Sheriff's Drug Task Force made three arrests this week after multiple investigations into methamphetamine distribution. On September 17th, officers served a search warrant at a home on Abbotsford Road in Clyde Township. Methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia were seized, and the 73-year-old John Ross was arrested. Later that evening, a second warrant was issued on Kilgore Road in Wales Township. Officers seized meth, packaging materials, scales, and ammunition. 64-year-old John Fix and 56-year-old Teresa Antwerp were taken into custody. Charges included possession and distribution of meth, maintaining a drug house, possession of ammunition by a prohibited person, and tampering with evidence. The task force says it remains committed to removing narcotics from the community and targeting the root causes of drug distributions. And the Wells Township Board of Trustees discussed several road issues during this month's meeting. The board agreed not to submit a speed study request after a resident complained of excessive speeding on Riley Road between Frode Road and Plain Road. Supervisor Carmen Stevens reported that the Tuscola County Road Commission will be conducting a study at Hurd's Corner Road and Bevins Road following the multiple accidents at that intersection. The board also directed the supervisor to send a letter to Laura Killinger about a burnout party held at Riley and Frode Roads. The letter will warn that if the township receives a bill for damage or repairs at that intersection, she'll be responsible for paying it. And we'll be right back with our news. But first, coming up, we have a quick word and message from our sponsor at Mackenzie Jewelers.
At Mackenzie Jewelers, we believe every story is one of a kind, just like the person you're sharing it with. That's why we don't just offer rings. We can create that one-of-a-kind, custom, handcrafted jewelry that's as special as your relationship. Whether it's an engagement ring, a necklace, or a bracelet, we work closely with you to design that unique piece that truly reflects your love. Imagine the joy of wearing a piece of jewelry that's been thoughtfully designed just for you, capturing the moments that matter the most. And if you have an old design that needs a refresh, we can bring it back to life, turning outdated pieces into timeless treasures. For over 40 years, Mackenzie Jewelers has been part of life's most precious milestones. When you choose Mackenzie Jewelers, you're not just choosing a jeweler, you're choosing a partner who understands the significance of every detail.
If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. That's Mackenzie Jewelers on the north side of Bad Axe.
Mackenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe, now proud to say celebrating 40 years of serving our community.
While you're shopping at the north side of Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by Mackenzie Jewelers and Ashley Home Store.
Welcome back. A serious crash happened Friday morning around 7 o'clock on Sebring Road and involving a silver Chevy Impala and two semi-trucks. According to one of the truck drivers, the Impala crossed the center line, swerved in front of both semis, lost control, flipped, and rolled onto its driver's side. Authorities say it's a miracle the vehicle was not struck by trucks. Both occupants managed to crawl out and were able to communicate with rescue crews. Cebu Wing police, fire, and ambulance responded, and the occupants were taken to the hospital. The driver is believed to work at Huron Castings in Pigeon. Official police reports have not yet been released, and more information is expected to come as it becomes available. The village of Cebu Wing is alerting residents that Cebu Wing Light and Water will be flushing hydrants and exercising valves throughout the village. The work will take place Monday, September 22nd through Friday, October 3rd. Residents with questions or concerns are asked to contact the Cebu Wing Light and Water office at 989-883-2700. That is 989-883-2700. The Lexington Fire Chief, Keith Radke, has resigned after more than 20 years with the department, including 8 years as chief. His resignation took effect September 16th. Radke says the village council forced his departure without explanation, accusing members of secrecy, lack of transparency, and ignoring the needs of the fire department. He also claimed false allegations against him and his crew were never addressed. The village council has not issued a comment. Radke's resignation has raised concerns about governance, morale, and future leadership for the part-time department, which serves about 4,500 residents. Experts say transparency is essential in public safety leadership to maintain trust and effectiveness. And coming up, we have a quick message from our sponsor over at Ashley Home Store, so stay tuned. Your news will be right back.
Get up to 25% off store-wide during the Ashley Fall Frenzy Sale going on now at Ashley and Bad Axe. That's right, up to 25% off everything in-store during the Ashley Fall Frenzy Sale. And that's not all. Accessories are up to 40% off and up to 33% off area rugs and lamps. Plus, you need to stop in and see what's new with lots of new styles and fabrics throughout the showroom. New sectionals, sofas, love seats, bedroom sets, recliners, dining sets, and more. Plus, check out our washable product line with fabric that is both stain resistant and machine washable. The Ashley Fall Frenzy Sale is your chance to entertain in style and save big on cozy styles. We have hot buys starting at just $199. You can take home hot buy love seats, sofas, recliners, chairs, and ottomans, as well as add the finishing touches to your space with blowout prices on accent chairs. Ashley and Bad Axe has a great fully stocked sleep gallery from Twin to King with great deals in all price ranges. Ashley carries all major mattress brands, including Beautyrest, Beautyrest Black, Tempur-Pedic, Ashley Sleep, Sealy, Simmons, and Nectar. 1 year and 5 year no interest financing available. See store for details.
This is Vern Ryman. Quality furniture, mattresses, floor covering, and window treatments at an affordable price is what makes Ashley Home Store number one. Put my 57 years of experience to work for you. Just ask for Vern.
The North End of Bad Axe is a great place to shop and do business. Some of our fine North End retailers include Ashley Home Store and McKenzie Jewelers.
Welcome back. Michigan lawmakers are under pressure as the October 1st deadline approaches to finalize the state budget after missing their own July deadline. Historically, budget deals come together late in September. And this year, Republicans and Democrats are showing signs of renewed talks. Senate Republican leader Eric Nesbitt is calling on Democrats to negotiate on fixing roads, prioritizing education, and respecting taxpayers. Democrats, meanwhile, are hearing demands from school districts for funding clarity. Representative Donnie Steele says a final budget must address infrastructure and education needs without raising taxes. With Republicans controlling the House and Democrats the Senate, partisan divisions are making negotiations difficult. A failure to reach a deal by October 1st risks a government shutdown, and something Michigan has only faced briefly in 2007 and 2009. Lawmakers continue to work against the clock to avoid disruptions to roads, schools, and public safety across the state. A Saginaw man who shot himself after fatally shooting his wife has admitted to the crime in court. 61-year-old Michael A. Glenn entered a no-contest plea September 16th to second-degree murder and felony firearm in the death of his wife, Dominique C. Watson. Glenn was found guilty back in February inside their... I'm sorry. Glenn was found back in February inside their East Side home with a self-inflicted gunshot wound next to Watson's body. His plea came the same day his trial on an open murder charge was set to begin. Under the deal, prosecutors agreed to dismiss the original charge. The Michigan Secretary of State sold bulk personal data, including driver and vehicle information, to corporations and credit card bureaus nationwide from October 2023 to September 2024, generating about $1.29 million. These sales are legal under state law, but privacy concerns have been raised over the lack of output options and use of data for marketing. Legislators are considering new laws like the Michigan Personal Data Privacy Act to strengthen protections against data sales and unauthorized use. The practice remains under scrutiny amid ongoing debates over privacy and consumer rights. And that brings us to the end of our news for the hour. But first, we have one more quick message from our sponsors at Bayport State Bank.
Have you considered switching to your local bank, Bayport State Bank? This is Karen Phillips, manager of the Pigeon Office of Bayport State Bank. We're dedicated to meeting the needs of the Thumb region with a comprehensive range of products and services, including no-fee checking with free monthly statements. That's right, no charge to send your paper statements. Does your bank do that? Plus, we offer many savings options and a variety of lending solutions, from personal and business to agricultural and everything in between. With our experienced local loan officers, we'll work with you to craft the perfect financial package to suit your needs. Since 1896, we've been committed to serving the Thumb community. Visit us soon in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, or Seawing to experience what true hometown banking feels like. Remember, you're never more than 20 miles away from one of our convenient Huron County locations. Plus, with 10 local ATMs and mobile and online banking, we're here to assist you no matter where you are. Service, community, commitment, that's our promise to you. If you're ready to experience the personalized care from a local bank that truly values you in our community, stop by and see us at Bayport State Bank, an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
Welcome back, and remember, you can get news stories like these and even more news information and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net. Coming up, we got the most precise weather from the man, the myth, and the legend, Steve Adamson. Steve, how is the weather looking today?